This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Aaron Simek, AaronSimek, date of birth 09/24/1969, date of appointment March 30th, 2023, requesting physician Rekha Wachmeister, Rekha Wachmeister. Dear Dr. Wachmeister, I have the pleasure of seeing Aaron Simek today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who hit the head in September 2020 at cellar. He hit the head on the pipe and did not hurt at that time. He keep on working as a construction worker. After 3 weeks, he started pressure on the right cheek, seen by PMD, CTA of the head and neck, and MRI of the brain done, which is negative. After 4 months, he started having head pain with nausea. Test was positive for Lyme disease. Last month, he started on doxycycline for 1 month. Still, he is having right cheek pressure, but it is less. After 4 week of doxycycline, he started fatigue. Pressure in the right cheek is still there. Pressure on the back of the right ear. Head pain on the left side with nausea, no vomiting. He has glare sensitivity to noises, disorientation, having tingling in the right hand. Hard to focus. His pain is not sharp anymore. Past medical history, Lyme disease, conjunctivitis, blurry vision, past surgical history, cyst removal and hernia repair, allergy, known drug allergy medication, amlodipine, benazepril, ibuprofen. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drink alcohol rarely. He's a construction inspector. He's single, lives with a fiance, no children. Family history, he was adopted. A review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurology, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, vertigo, confusion, numbness, tingling. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowels on present. Next up all, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 53-year-old right-handed Hispanic man, right-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, close head injury. Number two, post-concussion syndrome. Number three, post-traumatic migraine. Number four, Lyme disease. Number five, depression. Next paragraph. His current symptom can be due to post-concussion syndrome or Lyme disease. He need to see a infectious disease specialist, and he might need a spinal tap to rule out neuro-Lyme disease. At this time, I would like to start Zoloft 25 milligram 1 PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. He need the repeat blood workup for Lyme disease. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.